Rabbeinu is writing in 7th Torah, in the second part of Likutei Moharan, that the mercy leader, he gonna lead them. Who can be a leader? Only one that is mercy. Merciful. One day I'm gonna get it. It's obvious and simple. If a person doesn't have mercy on himself, how can he be mercy on someone else? Merciful on someone else. It's simple and obvious. Not only that he doesn't have mercy on himself, on his wife, on people, just even the opposite side of that. He cannot be a leader. So this is why in Shmona Esrei we're saying daily, bring the judges to be like that they were before, our judges, and the ones, the advisors, like that they were before. Because the first judges, they had wisdom, they were merciful. One day can be today. But after the time Israel went down to the place that they went down to, but from the other side, we're praying in Shmona Esrei that to the how you say, Lamalshinim? Snitch, what? Informers will not gonna have no hope. And it's written that the one that is pushing Am Yisrael to sin, he's even worse than the one that kills Am Yisrael. The one that pushed them to sin is worse than the one that pushed them to death. So if you killed the person and he was a righteous man before that he died, he was righteous, so you killed him. But actually you're going to have heaven. But if you pushed him to sin, you killed him from this world and also from the world to come. You pushed him to sin and now you're going to die as a sinner, as an evil man. What's going to be with him in this world and in the world to come? The main life is the Torah, because it's our life and the days of our life. He wasn't living in this world also, and in the world to come. Poor, what going to be with him? The evil people, the kingdom of wisdom, of wickedness. There are three husks that it's totally bad. This is why we're not saying all of what it's written in the Siddur. We're saying like the Bnei Dot HaMizrach. Surrender them. It's an aspect of the Noga that they're going to surrender. And to the Kedusha, we're saying only the first four. First words of conquers them. The first three, it's the complete bad. The Aker, uproot them, break them, and finish them. Those three words we're saying, three contaminated husks. But conquered them is going on Klipat Noga, on the one that is standing between holiness and contaminated. So, on them, we're praying that they're going to surrender to the Kedusha. We're not saying those. Us, in the Yeshiva, in the Nusach of the Yeshiva, we're not saying the Tachni'em. Just saying Te'aker U'Tshaber U'Tchalem. This is it. So we're praying that we're going to have the merit that Hashem is going to rebuild Jerusalem and the throne of David HaMelech, that no one foreign gonna sit on his chair, on his seat. The king of Am Israel, the leader of Am Israel. What was so special in David Melech Israel, the king of Am Israel? That he was bringing in the light of prayers and talking to Hashem, and thanks, praises to Hashem in all of Am Israel. He brought that light, the light of prayer. In the time of David HaMelech, all of Am Israel were waking up midnight. This is what it's written in the Midrash. All of them were waking up midnight. Everyone. David HaMelech was waking up midnight, and all of Am Israel was waking up after him. For that we're waiting to see David Melech Israel, that we're all going to fix the throne of David HaMelech, that he's going to bring the light of faith back to Am Israel, that it's going to grow the light of the prayer. All of the salvation depends in that the light of the prayer is going to rise. In the beginning of the creation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu minimized the moon and the sun, that is the Torah, stayed in her power, in its power, this is the reason of all of exile until today. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also saying, bring sacrifice for forgiveness for me, that I minimized the moon. All of the fact that Am Yisrael are far from prayer, it's all a result. Everything that happened, it's all because of that. Far from the prayer, you're far from the Torah also. The way of learning Torah, it's when you're praying on what that you're learning. So all of that we explained it. Why I made an early class on Tuesday. Today we have the election to the city hall. And you have to go to vote. It's stupidity if a person thinks, no, I believe in Hashem. Hashem decides. It's simple that Hashem is deciding. But Hashem made that the decision is going to go. We have to give power to the Holy Torah. We have to give power to the Holy Torah. We have to know that it's true that Hashem is deciding everything. But here there is a box of money, and that the one that have more friends, he's taking that money. He's taking that pocket. This is it. So we want to increase the Torah, to make it bigger and wider. More mikveh, more Torah, more yeshivas. Everything that's connected to the Torah is going to grow. So it's better. It's a fact. For an example, me. In the city Elad, there is a Jew over there that he cares about the issue of Rabbeinu, and he gave us over there. I wish that in Jerusalem I would receive what he gave us in Elad. Huge ground over there, buildings over there were waiting just for us. You have someone that he cares about you. It works like that. It's true that it's all private observations of Hashem, but things go down through nature, through things. So this is why we are here in Jerusalem, need to have Rosh Ir, I said that. Head of the city, the mayor, that's going to be a religious Shomer Torah Mitzvot. That also in Haifa, all of the religious people are going to be united. Shas and Gimel, they're going to have one group. I wish that in Jerusalem we had that merit. In Haifa they've been united, and also in Beitar they've been united, and also in Etivot they've been united. Received brain, wisdom. Received brain. They made one list. And now they're going to have a lot of seats to take care of religious people. I told you it's a pocket. More people, you take more. There's no games. I was praying on Haifa that they're going to have minimum 20 seats. So there is a Jew that loves Torah, and we're voting for Shas. Now I have someone that I put in Shas in that list, almost in the first place. Mine in Shas. At last, after so many years, we have someone from us that is going to be in the city hall. This is why everyone has to go to vote and not to be wise. Especially if your wife is here, take your wife with no imaginations. Need to go to vote and going and voting. This is, it divides according to the voice of the people. Don't be stupid. Go, vote, and this is it. Doing our obligation. Doing what they taught you, the rabbis. Put the voice for the city hall for Moshe Leon, and this is from the Likud. Moshe Leon is a mayor that loves Torah, and for the Knesset, even for the city hall, vote Shas. So Moshe Leon and Shas. I wanted the yeshiva to go to pray, to do a longit bodedut on Am Yisrael, that we're going to go and do a longit bodedut. This is why I made the shiur early, that the power of Torah is going to grow in all of Eretz Yisrael. That more and more going to grow, because Hashem is saving us. He's going to save us in a perfect way. He's going to save us in a perfect way, praising Him. It's not politic. City hall, it's not politic. To the government, I never said to go to vote. I don't care about it at all. But the city hall, there is a pocket, and need to take the money from the pocket. I'm not overreacting. This is how that it's going. I see that so many cities that I have people in those cities. In Beit Shemesh, I have a man of mine. He gave me a huge ground over there to build buildings and everything. Here no one is looking at us. Now I have a man that is mine, that he's going to be second. He's second. He's going to be the prime minister, vice president, vice mayor,
deputy.
Second guy in the list. Now there is Tzav Harisa to ruin something in the Talmud Torah from the city hall. If you have someone inside, he's canceling it in one phone call. So this is why I want people to go to do 1 hour in Am Yisrael, go and vote, come back afternoon to the Seder. And hopefully with the help of Hashem, we're going to pray. Pray that Hashem is going to conquer. We don't have our problem. I was in Shabbat in the grave of Rachel Imenu. First time in my life, Shabbos in Rachel Imenu. In Shabbos, throwing stones like that on the Arabs. There's no people. And they're throwing stones on the grave from outside, from the fence. Huge walls. And we talked to the soldiers to bring them closer. And they said, every week, once a week, twice a week, three times a week. And what are you doing? They asked them, we're not doing nothing. Because who is controlling Am Yisrael? The Erev Rav. The leaders not allowing them to do nothing. What it means throwing stones on them every week? huge amounts of stones and bottles of
Molotov cocktail.
With the Arabs we have problems, with the Erev Rav we have problems. If it was a Jew, he was slapping them, educate them. Bring a Jew, he would educate them. Twice, three times, he would educate them. This is what it means, Aravi. Aravi, you just sneeze and he's scared and running away. You're doing like that and he's scared. What's Aravi? He doesn't have the shape of God at all. But they know we were not going to do nothing to them. So now they have courage. Why? Because the Erev Rav control on us. Need to pray that the Erev Rav going to go down and down, lower and lower. And the one that loves the Torah, going to climb up. We need to do 1 hour on that. That in all of the city halls of Eretz Israel, going to grow up only the one that loves the Torah. Only the one that lives Am Israel. They see what this is Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed. That we live with Am Israel. See what Am Israel needs and we're praying on that. Not putting our head under the table. Of course we're going to have help from heaven and everything going to grow and everything. The one that loves the Torah, they're going to climb up. And all of the wicked people and all of the Erev Rav are going to go down lower and lower. This is why that you're going to make it to come back at noon. We're going to go out now to do 1 hour, pray on Am Yisrael, go to vote, and we're going to continue learning Torah Kedoshah. Who that doesn't know where to vote, there is a phone. 1-800-800-508. We said that we're going to make a gmach for Afatza distribution. Shalom Azor, one of the Avrechim, he is in charge of the Gmach. Everyone that wants to receive to that Gmach, when he goes out, he needs to go minimum for 3 hours distribution. Minimum. If a Jew is going for 3 hours distribution, he needs to go back with minimum 100 shekel in his pocket. Minimum to bring something to the house. If he came back with less than 100, he should go to the Gmach. There is money over there to complete to 100. We want the people that goes going to give their maaser money, all of it or half of it, to the Gmach. That we're going to have something. And we're going to try to bring more donations to increase the Gmach. But this is a person, no, for sure, he's got 100 shekels minimum to the house. He brought his bread back to the house. You went out 3 hours, less than 100 shekel, come to the Gmach, receive money. They're asking what's happening after 100 shekels, what you receive after 100 shekels. Sweet Shalom, he is in charge of the Gmach. Shalom Azor. On the fuel, groups are going to use the half of the Maasrot they're going to give to the fuel, and I'm going to try to bring more donations to the Gmach. Go to the way, everyone go to vote.